Welcome to Timepiece Archaeology Podcast. My name's Andrew.
And I'm Vinny.
And today we're going to be talking about watches.
Yeah.
What's our topic today?
Rolex versus Tudor.
The ultimate
showdown.
Yeah. Of the same company. Which is kind of weird.
They're not the same company.
They're similar. I mean, they've come from the same roots.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but I guess nowadays they're definitely not.
I mean, Rolex owns Tudor.
Yeah.
So I guess you could say.
So the Jedi has become the master.
You're gay.
Well, what do you say?
So, like, I don't know. We were talking. We had this heated debate the other night.
Heated at like.
I came 1 home from work. Yeah, from one in the morning, and like it came out of nowhere. I was exhausted and. I don't know, I even know how it got brought up.
I was saying that the Tudor Sub,
uh-huh.
You know, the Tudor Black Bay, had a better value
yeah.
than the Rolex Submariner.
And I disagreed.
Strongly. Why do you disagree?
Because, okay, if we're talking about, like value for money, I'd say that the Tudor is probably your best choice. But if we're saying, like, I mean, if you take into account service costs, right? The Tudor service costs are the same as a Rolex service cost, generally speaking.
Okay.
And so it's usually around $800, right, for a general service cost for both. And for the Tudor, that's like one-third of the price of the watch.
Yeah.
Whereas the Rolex, that's a much less significant number, right? So it's not, I mean, yeah, because the Rolex costs more.
Yeah, you're paying $7,000 right, than you should.
That's what I'm saying, though, is because I'd rather spend $800 to service my Rolex, but not my Tudor. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't think that's justifiable for Tudor to...
But I'd rather pay $800 for a watch that's worth $3,000 and I paid $3,000 than buy a watch that's $7,000 more at $10,000. That was selling at $2,000.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, I could probably, if I wanted to, resell the Rolex for close to the same price if I bought it used, but
not
smartly.
Not if everyone buys a Submariner and then the gray market's Rolex, saturated with Rolex Submariners.
They're already saturated and they're still selling for a very high price.
You can find them for $5 to $7. Like, that's
show
not,
me one you can find for $5 that's slightly used.
I will.
Okay.
All right. Later, because, we're on a podcast right now.
Okay, yeah, fair point. But I'm saying, though, that the prices are actually climbing in the gray market for a slightly used Rolex Submariner.
Are you saying the more Submariners that go into the gray market, they're all going to climb? This is going to be a giant saturation of a gray market?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the ones that, the pre-Maxi case, okay?
Okay.
When the Maxi case sub came out, everyone wanted the pre because they stopped making it. With the aluminum bezel and the smaller lugs.
But eventually, like, if the Submariner just keeps climbing, eventually it's going to fall. I mean, that's just common
normally,
yin-yang sense.
Normally, in a business sense, yes. But we're talking about Rolex here. And Rolex has been going strong
but for if a Daytona a can mean nothing time. And then something, a Rolex can mean something then nothing.
But that's the Daytona. That's not the Submariner that's been... a staple in Rolex for
but people
since
claim
its
inception. Daytona would be a staple.
Claiming and being are not the same thing. Tell me I'm wrong.
A Datejust is a staple in Rolex.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll always climb and they'll never fall?
We're not talking about the Datejust. We're talking about the Sub and the Black Bay.
I think the Sub would fall. I truly think that one day the Sub will fall.
When Rolex decides to change the design of the new case... Everyone's gonna want the fucking pre.
Yeah, but then the watch you bought now, well, then where you think it'd be worth the same as you bought it won't.
So you
be.
Buy. So you're gonna buy a.
I'm saying buy for value, bang for your buck, and I think the Tudor is the most bang for your buck.
I'm not disagreeing with you there, but I'm saying, like, let's say you buy a Black Bay, right? New, right? Because you can, because they're that cheap.
Mm.
And you want to, it's not what you thought it was going to be, okay? And you want to sell it, right? You're not going to get what you paid for it, okay?
I mean,
you're going to get much less,
right.
Actually. And let's say you kept that
but
Tudor.
You get
let's
the same
say
less
that,
on a Submariner as you would a Tudor. You're just talking about a bigger price point.
Let's say you kept that Tudor Black Bay, right? Mm-hmm. For how long is the service interval?
Let's say 10 years.
10 years? Okay. 10 years, you have that Tudor Black Bay, right? Now, granted, it might go up in resale value in 10 years. Who knows, right? However, you if you're going to sell it right when it needs to be serviced, you're probably going to end up servicing it. That's going to be $800, okay? Sure. And who knows what the Black Bay is going to be in 10 years. I mean, my estimation, it's not going to be that much more. I still think you're not going to be able to sell it for what you paid for it. Plus the service cost, which is one third the price. I think Tudor's going to get
bigger and better and better.
You don't know that, though. Tudor just made its comeback 3 years ago. They're still very new in the American...
Shoot for an underdog!
I get that. But Rolex is tried and true. Mm. The new Tudor movement is not tried and true. We don't know if it's going to be a good movement.
I'm just saying I'd buy for the bang for the buck. I wouldn't buy for the investment. That's just not the type of person I am. Like, if I'm buying a Submariner, I'm buying a Submariner just for me. I'm not buying it, what if I sell it? Like, no. Like, I'm buying it just for
but,
me.
But you, if you wanted to, you could.
But if you look at the whole, if I want to sell it, I'd still make close to the amount of money I would. You can still look at it as a Tudor. You'd just be looking at a smaller price point.
Okay.
So but I if bought you it for $3,000 and sold it for $2,000.
But if you saved up and bought the Rolex and, you know, had it for, you know, however many years and you don't want it, sell it for the same amount, more than or a little less, and get something even for that same amount, like $10,000, you can get a lot of watches for $10,000 opposed to $3,000. What can you get?
But then,
you know,
why not buy those watches?
Because, what do you mean?
Why not buy other more watches than buying...
Your tastes change over time. And as collectors, right, I think it's important to realize that you're not going to have the same taste forever. You know what I mean? I mean, you could have that one watch forever, right? But, I mean, if we're talking about someone that only would buy one watch and wear it every day with everything, right... I mean, maybe the sub, after, you know, so many years, gets old.
I mean, I might be just at a price point where a sub seems so far away.
I see your point. If someone wants to get into the luxury watch market that wants a Submariner, but doesn't want to pay Submariner prices, the Black Bay is an excellent choice. I'm not disagreeing with you there.
I feel like that's just where I am as a person at this moment in time.
I feel like then, clearly, I'm evolved over you.
I'm just
on a higher level than you right now. I'm kidding.
I really think if the 39mm Black Bay, like, they don't end up doing that again, like, say it doesn't sell, I think it's gonna, like, skyrocket.
The Black Bay 58?
Yeah.
Or 59?
58. But, like, that's sick. Like, 39mm dive watch?
It's perfect
like,
size.
Okay. Like, you know, I've been contemplating between, like, different Omegas
yes.
at this moment.
Yes. Because you just got the job at Omega, by the way.
Yes. Which, no Omega, like, content is... through Omega, just through my opinion.
We're just celebrating.
But I did just get a job at Omega, which we're also going to an Omega event through Timepiece, which is really cool.
Yeah, look out for that next Friday the 20th.
Yeah, we're going down there to Nashville. And doing this Moonwatch, History of the Moonwatch event down there. It's going to be really cool. We're going to be documenting, doing videos.
Pictures.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be awesome.
We have someone coming on. I'm really psyched. He's been talking to me a ton.
I don't want
to
say who it is yet.
Yeah,
you'll find out.
You'll get an introduction. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Can't wait.
But I've been like, contemplating it, and this bug.
That's annoying.
Really loud. But I've been contemplating, like, between, like, a Moonwatch and a Seamaster, like, 300.
Okay.
And when I think of, like, Omega, I think of, like, Moonwatch. When I think of Rolex, I think of the Submariner. Or when I think of Tudor or the Black Bay. Now, of course, like, I'd want a dive watch in the collection. But if you had a choice between all those three dive watches, which one would you choose? The 300, the Tudor, the Submariner?
That's a really good question.
Because I'm thinking, like, Omega, I gotta get a Speedmaster. That's just... no. Like, there's other dive watches out there, but there's no other Speedmaster out there. There's no other Moonwatch out there.
No.
You know?
No.
You just gotta... You gotta have one.
I agree. To answer the question of the three watches, if I had to choose between the Omega and the Tudor, I'd pick the Omega.
Okay.
Just because it's more classic.
Yeah.
It's kind of a classic, you know, the Bond 300. It's just really cool. The blue dial, the waves, the bracelet's so unique and really comfortable. I would go with that. But if I could have the sub over the Omega, I'd get the sub. The sub's kind of my... I've always wanted one. No date sub, by the way.
I mean, I like the history of the Tudor and I like the history of the sub, and they're very similar history.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to choose between the two.
Okay.
Like, I get both, and it's just really hard. Like, I just don't know. I guess if I had the money, I would just get the sub, and I don't like the sub, I'd just sell it and buy a Tudor.
Exactly.
You know? So.
Kind of prove my point there.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. But I'd probably get the sub or Tudor over the Omega.
Okay.
Like, either or over the Omega. Just because, like, the history is deeper with diving.
And yeah.
Dive watches there.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, the Seamaster wasn't really, like, a dive watch in the beginning.
No.
That's why I've been really, like, I've been also, like, interested in Aquaterra, because it kind of, like, has a modern look of what Seamasters used to be.
Mm.
You know? They used to be just water-resistant dress watches.
And there's so many flavors of the Aquaterra.
That's a good way to put it. So many flavors.
Yes, yes. There's one out there for everybody, I think.
There is.
There's the blue dial, the gray dial, the black dial, the white dial, the
you
silver,
the rubber strap,
rose
the leather
gold.
Strap, the metal strap.
Yeah.
They don't
endless
have,
options.
They don't have yellow gold.
You can have even size options.
Yeah. The
for people that like the bulkier, you can get the 40 or the 38 if you like smaller, 40? Which is really cool. That's one of the things I like about Omega, is that they have so many choices, but that's also the reason I don't like them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a love-hate, like, kind
of. Because even their collection's overwhelming in a way of, like, the DeVille, like, the Glowmaster is super undervalued, and I think just not looked at enough.
Yep.
The Aquaterra, the Seamasters in general, the 300, the Planet Ocean, like, there's just so many, and they're all great.
Oh, they're all great.
All great. Like,
maybe not some of the Speedmaster models. There's some that I don't really like.
There's a lot of weird, like, but that's, it's not for you, but it's for someone else.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
I saw a really weird one
the
other day. It was, it was the Speedmaster with the moon.
Okay.
Moon phase. Okay. Two-tone.
Two-tone.
Okay.
Okay.
Then a green tachymeter.
That's interesting.
Like olive. Like forest olive green.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though.
And it was on, like, a gray alligator.
Wow.
It was super weird. Like, so many different, like, kind of colors.
Dude,
and
that's interesting.
Yeah. I was like, I kind of hate you and love you all
I mean,
at
like,
the same
if
time.
You if you literally go on the Omega website, and, like, there are models I didn't even know they had.
I wish the, was it the first Speedmaster in space? Like, the Heritage Lugs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
The vintage one.
The 57?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish that came on a metal band.
It doesn't?
No, it comes on that leather, remember?
I think it comes in the... Can't you get...
I've only seen it in the metal band.
I remember when it
came
out...
on the leather band.
When they came out with those three watches, the Railmaster, the Seamaster,
that's
and
different.
The...
That's not the first Speedmaster in space.
Oh, you're talking about...
Yeah.
I know what I was talking about is when it came out at Basel, you can get the three watch collection.
57, yeah.
And all in a box, all in the bracelets. I think it was like, what, 20,000?
Yeah, but... Yeah, which fucking... That was cheap.
Yeah.
That's nothing, in my opinion.
For those three watches?
Yeah, which skyrocketed, 20,000 each, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Like, from that release, I don't know. I mean, probably not that much money, but still, like, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was talking about the one, the first Speedmaster in space, where he wore it when he went to space. It wasn't a NASA, it was 63, and that's 65.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, 63, they went into space, 65, came to the NASA watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then 69 and went
so
to
it's like it has a no guards for the pushers, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I know
it's
exactly.
A little smaller.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I wish that came on a metal. Because I really want the metal bracelet that comes with it. I really like that look.
I'm sure you can get a metal bracelet.
Yeah.
From Omega probably if you want the OEM.
Yeah.
There's actually something I wanted to bring up, which was kind of interesting. I was thinking about it, I think yesterday. Do you think that the dive watch in general is like the watch? You know what I mean?
I mean, I've been like rattling my brain all week about like just watches in general and like a watch I wanted to get some of this watches. I'm going to be wearing it every day for work.
Yeah.
And
like, do you think that the dive watch is like the most desired watch from any brand?
Oh, okay. Desired, not like the ultimate watch.
Well, that.
Desired or like, because those are, I feel like are two different things.
I feel like everyone's wanting dive watches, sports watches right now. Like people are kind of don't really like dress watches anymore. I mean, some people do like really serious collectors. They have a few in their collection, but most people
would you call a Datejust a dress watch?
honestly, I think a date dress is in a league of its own because it can be both.
Yeah,
you can wear it with the most casual outfit, or you can wear it with a suit.
Yeah.
On the bracelet, on a strap, whatever you
but
want.
I feel like
on
you
a NATO.
You can do that with the... Yeah, but you can't do that with the dress. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. If you wore a Patek, right, Calatrava with, like, board shorts and...
I see people do that with Nautiluses. It's fucking chilling.
Well, Nautilus is a sports watch.
I mean, you're right.
Technically, right?
It always throws me off when you see, like, someone just walking around, like, flip-flops and t-shirt with a Nautilus on.
Right.
You're like, who are you? And I want to be you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that you see that are just like, oh, yeah, I don't know, I just bought it. Like, they know nothing about it, really. They just bought it because they have the money. That always kind of annoys me. I'm saying, if you're one of those people, I'm not hating on you. It's just, as a watch fan, you know, it kind of...
As a broke-ass watch fan,
yeah,
I hate you.
I wish that you just, you know, cared as much as I did, but obviously that's unrealistic.
But dive watches.
Yeah,
most
dive watches.
Most sought after watch. Dive watches in general, and just like... See, I think of, like, the Speedmaster and then just dive watches in general are both, sought after. Like, all dive watches are really sought after. Everyone likes that kind of look. And then everyone just fucking loves Speedmasters, like, to
oh,
death.
Yeah. I mean, like, when I... Like, the reason I thought about this is because when I was on YouTube, like, I sometimes like looking at people's collections on YouTube.
Yeah.
And they're mostly all, like, dive watches.
Or GMTs.
Or GMTs or chronographs without a bracelet. Like, the sports watches.
Hmm.
I never really see that many dress watches, and if there is, maybe it's like, I don't know, one out of their whole collection.
I really like Frederick Constant.
Frederick Constant?
Yeah. I say it like a real white person.
Yeah.
Frederick Constant.
Constant.
Constant. But no, I really like them. Like, I think that's definitely a brand of a dress
if
watch.
If you're talking value for money.
Fuck yeah. I mean, just in general, just all together.
If you
want
to protect,
cool.
But don't want to pay thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Get a Frederick Constant.
Speaking of that.
But in my opinion, though, I would choose Nomos over Frederick.
I've been looking
That's
at
just
the,
my opinion.
I've been looking at the World Time.
Love the World Time.
But I'd probably... I'm more of a Frederick Constant, like, style-wise. But that World Time is...
Love the World Time. And I like the club, too.
Dude, off topic. I went to the Movado store the other day.
Because
I'm around that area, and there's a Movado store by me.
Mm-hmm.
And I always go in there and just talk to the guys randomly.
Yeah.
They're cool people that work there. And I was like, do you have any automatic watches? Like, yeah, we have this one. And it looked like a World Time. Like, it had all this, like, a dial that had all the city names on it. But it was only, like, a crown. And I'm like, oh, like, how do you change it to different times? Like clearly, it's a World Time.
Looks, right, right.
Looks like a World Time. And they're like, oh, it's just the dial.
What?
Just the dial, like, they just made it look like a World Time without actually making it a World Time.
That, I hate that.
They just made it a World Time, then threw an automatic movement in it, so it looks nicer than it was.
I hate that.
Yeah. I was like, alright, bye. I literally was like...
As much as I love Nomos, that reminds me of that driver, quote-unquote, watch that has, like, that looks like a speedometer, but it has no function, just because they wanted to make it look like a... I don't like that.
I don't like... I mean, I like Nomos, but I don't like...
Form follows function.
Yeah. That was dumb. That wasn't Nomos either. Like, that was very... Nomos has great value for money, too.
Honestly.
How much is our World Time? 4?
At the most.
That's crazy.
You can get the club, though, which is my favorite.
I like the club. Yeah.
You can get it in, like, 36, 38, 40. Literally so many dial configurations. You get the cream dial with the red numerals, very sporty, or you can go more of like a white dial with just regular numerals. It's really, I love it. And you can get open case back or a solid case back.
What's that price point?
The cheapest club you can get is like, honestly, I think it's not even $1,000. Like, I think it's just about to be or at $1,000.
That's definitely something I might look into.
Yeah.
Definitely, just because like, I really like the club. Super simple.
Honestly.
Great, like, simple dress watch.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
At World Time, just call my name, though. But...
Yeah.
The club's nice.
Yeah.
That's definitely going to be nice to have, like, a dress watch like that.
You know, since you were talking about the Aquaterra,
yeah.
You like it it's because it's a dive watch that doesn't look like a dive watch.
I like it because it's, like, OG Seamaster in a modern way.
Nomos has the Tangente, I think it's called. Or something like... No, not the Tangente. They have a model they came out with recently. I think it was last year. It's a dive watch, but it doesn't have a bezel, and it's very classic looking. And it's like kind of chunky a little bit, but it's just like a it looks like a regular watch.
I need to dive into
Comes
Nomos
on a pearl on. Huh?
I need to dive on into Nomos more.
Check them out.
Like, I hear from you a lot.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah, and I don't really go into them that much just because like, I hear from you a lot and I'm like, oh yeah, they're cool. And I need to look into,
German them myself. German watches in general are very undervalued.
True.
Zinn.
I was going to ask you, Zinn's a great brand.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask you, what's your thoughts on Homages?
Oh, okay.
That brought up in my mind a long time ago, but we got...
Because of my Gruen?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm wearing my grandfather's Gruen. It's a quartz watch, but it basically looks like a gold Datejust without the date. And it's got a black dial, gold case, stick indices, stick hands, with a diamond at the 12 o'clock. It's like obsidian slate black dial. It's very cool. I have it on a leather strap right now. And it's homage. And I think I like homages as long as they put their own flavor in a little bit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like this, it looks...
It's clearly a Gruen. Like, clearly. It's not trying to be a Datejust. It's just... It's taking from
like maybe Datejust. If you saw it from far away, you might think, "Oh, it looks like a Datejust."
Yeah,
but on closer inspection, it doesn't really look like it on the dial. It's got its own thing going on. That's what I like. I like that. When you're talking about like now, would you categorize like the Invictus sub as an homage?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I'm not. If that's like your first watch. I think that's okay.
Because I like buying them just to have fun with. Like, I've looked at Steinhardt. Yeah, you can mod them. I've looked at Steinhardt just for fun.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be just cool to have.
Yeah.
But people... I don't know. Like, I was talking to Jared, which is Buying on Time.
Okay.
Right, Jared? Oh, I'm sorry, Buying on Time, but I forgot your name. I'm pretty sure it's Jared. But he was talking about, like, he likes the idea of homages because it gives someone who doesn't want to pay $8,000 the ability to just get that taste, you know?
Yes.
The idea.
Yes. I like them in that sense. I don't like fakes.
Would you call Steinhardt fake?
Or replica watches, I should say.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like someone literally makes a fake Rolex.
Yeah.
So. And it says Rolex on it. Don't I hate that.
Yeah. I just like playing with homages. Like
the Steinhardt GMT and the Steinhardt Ocean One.
Like that. Remember that Dakota Quartz one?
Yeah.
Yeah, which looks like a sub, basically.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be fun just to mod.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
I like those.
Yeah, those are cool.
And it's got, like, it looks like a sub, but it has some differences.
It has enough, yeah. If it's literally, like, everything about it, like, the numerals are exactly the same. Like, it looks like it's just, you just put, like, a name instead
different
of
name.
Rolex.
Right.
Then no.
Right.
You gotta do something
that's what I mean,
different
like,
the numerals.
You put your own...
Like, that
right.
has its... Like, the case and the fluted bezel are the only things that really make it look like Datejust.
Pretty much.
The rest of it is different.
The dial is pretty much
completely different.
Right.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, I guess the bracelet it came on, too.
Well, the
Jubilee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that...
It's very...
It has its own flavor.
It's its own thing, yeah.
And that's not... You're not buying it to say it's a Datejust. You're buying it just to have fun,
right.
Enjoy the watch.
I mean, honestly, if this wasn't my grandpa's, I probably wouldn't have never bought it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, but the fact that he gave it to me, and it was his, I kind of have a personal connection with it, and the fact that it's an homage, I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah.
Speaking of this watch, last night. You were polishing up because my grandfather gave me four watches, five. Mm.
I almost snuck into your room earlier and started working on the Seiko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Another Seiko.
He had. I'll tell you all the way. He had this the Gruen that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Two Skagans. One was titanium. One was kind of like a. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a little dress watch. Then there's like a Seiko quartz dress watch, two hander, which has a gold case. It's really small. And then there was this old Seiko automatic with twisted lugs, and that was the one that you were working on last night, polishing the case, polishing the crystal to get all the scratches off of it. Put it on a lizard strap, looks awesome.
Super 70s.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is super 70s. And Yeah, it was. That was really fun because I was just watching Django and you were going at it.
It got late too.
It was like almost one.
Yeah.
But you know.
I got the itch still. Like I want to. Because I'm modding the SKX right now.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to finish that up. I'm gonna.
The ghosted bezel's coming soon, right?
Hopefully, once the tool gets in, and that's gonna look good. And then I'm gonna like clean it up more and clean up the case more and put the Jubilee back on, but really like clean up that Jubilee and really fit it to the watch.
Yeah.
I'm maybe even thinking about doing something to make it not jingly on there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what yet. I thought about maybe putting a little epoxy behind it. Okay. Epoxy comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just putting a little epoxy behind it so it doesn't like, you know how it kind of like does that weird stuff?
Yeah.
You know, they don't know what I'm doing right now.
He's doing some weird hand motion.
Yeah. But yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yeah. No, that'd be cool. And like, oh man, I forgot what I was going to say. Man.
I'm really excited about Nashville.
Yeah.
I've been just thinking about that. Dude, the guy was texting me today all about like things he has set up and
the guy. Yeah.
I won't introduce him yet. I'll have him come on soon and we'll introduce him.
Yeah.
It's gonna be sick.
It's gonna be amazing.
It's gonna be really nice to have someone like permanently around to be able to do those videography and photography kind of things, like all the time.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. It's gonna be a really cool event. It's gonna be really. I think we might split it up in parts. We're gonna have to brainstorm about how we're gonna do this.
Yep.
It's just gonna be a cool trip. It's gonna be a cool trip.
It's gonna be.
Really if you're cool. In the Nashville area, actually, and you are going to the event, I know a lot of actually people are from Nashville.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of where I started the podcast and stuff.
Right.
So if you're from the Nashville area and are going to this event, or you guys want to meet up or do something, DM, let us know.
Yeah, for sure.
I doubt enough people listen would want to meet us.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe one guy.
Yeah, one dude.
One dude, hey. I had one dude, like, come to Chicago and kind of, like, send me a DM, like, hey, I'm in Chicago. Like,
really?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I'm just enjoying, like, getting, like, knowledge out there. You know, when I learn, like, I like to get other people to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Oh, wrote an article.
Okay. Today?
No, the other one that I wrote the other day.
Oh,
Jack was editing.
Yeah, yeah. So that was posted today.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, so I posted that today.
Okay.
If you have not read, we did a video.
Yeah, we did a video.
2 weeks ago now?
No way.
A week and a half?
Maybe.
A week ago. All about, like, cheap watches, like our experiences with them, and then collecting and finding your niche.
Kind of thing. I kind of just wrote a very opinionated.
Someone claim opinionated.
Yes, it is. It is very opinionated.
It's very opinionated.
It's an opinion piece.
It's how he perceives collecting.
Yeah, it's just my two cents on it.
Yeah.
Very straight to the point. It's kind of my style.
Yeah.
That's how I like to write.
Well, of course, you'll see more of that coming up and more
articles.
Yeah,
we're working on some other ones too. Some really good ones. I'm really excited about your. I don't want to give away too much about it, but the Omega one.
Yeah, I mean that's giving me into Speedmasters.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that movie that's coming out.
Yeah, The First Man?
First Man, yeah. With Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
I want to know if they're going to use the watch. They have to.
Well, that's a huge part of it.
They have to, yeah.
Which is really cool to see, like, everything, how, like, shaky it is and, like, scary everything is. They, like, do that.
The trailer,
really,
like,
puts you in
perspective. Intense.
Yeah.
It was like, dang, I didn't know it was that.
Well, the guy was going to space, something never done before.
Yeah. Damn, someone's street racing.
Something I've never done before, going to space. Like, that's terrifying. God, what is going on?
Some dick is fucking screeching rubber. But, yeah, no. Going to space for the first time, that's gotta be the most scary thing ever.
Yeah, you don't really think about that.
Like, what if the rocket just blew up?
Yeah.
That could've happened.
That could've happened.
Like, that was a high percentage of that could've happened.
And then they're on the moon. Like, that's crazy.
It's insane. Absolutely crazy. I mean, I honestly can't even imagine that. No. Just, like, leaving the atmosphere is probably the scariest part.
Yeah.
It's, like, all shaky and shit. Like, Jesus Christ.
Those watches were put through the test.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you hear about the moon watch all the time.
Yeah.
But...
Isn't Ryan Gosling a watch guy?
Yeah, he's a big Omega fan, apparently. I mean, he wore a vintage Omega La La Land, and he's worn a bunch of vintage Omega before.
I've seen him in pictures and stuff, yeah.
So, apparently. Okay. I want him to go on Talking Watches, because that'd be sick.
That would be Houdinki. Really cool. I bet you he has some cool pieces.
Oh, yeah.
Bet you.
Yeah, I just want to see the one that he wore, like, up close on La La Land.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, it's just crazy to put it in perspective, like, the fact that it was in space, like...
I know.
Just, like, you're like, oh, it's a moonwalk, like, but, ah, it's just crazy. That movie really, like, just the trailer put that in perspective even more.
God, dude, the trailer was intense as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't even watching it. You were watching it, and I was just, like, kind of a little bit far back, and I could, like, hear the music, and I saw, like, them spinning when they're going up, and I was like, dude, holy shit. It's crazy. So what are you wearing? Wrist check.
Oh, yeah. I'm wearing some Indian piece that I got off, like, eBay just to play around with.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a project watch. I couldn't even tell you the brand. Humpt? I don't know if that's an I or T. But yeah, it's just cool. I'm, like, polishing it up, learning how to do certain things. I just put on, like, an expandable bracelet today.
Yeah.
It looks super 70s. It looks good, actually, right now.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
The polishing was really nice.
Obviously, I cleaned up the case because the glass. Because I learned how to do that.
Yeah, you're obsessed with doing that now.
Yep. So, yeah. It's looking cool. I mean, it's running. It's keeping time.
Yeah.
It's actually keeping pretty good time. It doesn't run for long.
You know what we should do? We should do a live stream pretty soon.
We should do live
stream. On, like, an Instagram or something. I like doing Q&As.
Yeah. We got enough people to...
Yeah.
Cue us.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know. Answering questions is always fun.
Yeah.
I like giving my opinion because I'm stuck up.
I mean, you said it.
I did say it.
The Gruen looks great, man.
I know. Just the way the fluted bezel catches the light. It's really nice. Really nice.
What do you... I mean, since this kind of podcast has been about Tudor versus Rolex...
Yeah.
What do you think of the Tudor, like, other watches Tudor makes?
I like them.
They're kind of obscure.
For the most part, I like them.
I think.
Like the Black Bay 36?
No, like the, like, non-dive watches.
All other dress watches?
Yeah, or whatever you want to call those things.
Like their Prince Date?
Yeah.
I don't really like them. I think Tudor's doing really good with their sports watches. The modern ones are kind of weird. Yeah, Tudor's doing really good with their sports watches. They're kind of neglecting their dress watch line.
They really are.
It hasn't been updated since they came back to the U.S.
Yeah. I like the vintage. So, like,
I mean, next year at Basel, I'm really hoping that they come out with, like, some new dress piece or something.
I really hope they come up with, like, the... You know, like the Tudor Prince Oyster, like, you know, they like
brought
the...
it back. That would be...
That would be sick if they brought back, like, the...
The Oyster Date.
Yeah, the Oyster Date.
That would be insane.
That would be crazy.
That would...
Blow.
That would put Tudor up there even more.
Yeah.
That really would.
If they came out with one.
Because, okay, the Black Bay 36 is almost... It's almost a Oyster Date, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, other than the bezel, but yeah.
Yeah, well, it has a smooth bezel. The Black Bay 36.
Fucking right.
Right?
They're literally so close.
The only difference is that it kind of has that dive dial.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It literally has the Black Bay dial.
Yeah. But smooth bezel. You can get it in the blue dial, black. I think they might have another one.
I think the blue dial came out in Bezel World this year.
Yes.
So maybe they'll release other dial colors next year. But come on. If they just added a fluted bezel or at least added, like, a different dial face to it.
Literally, they're so close. All they got to do is come out with the Oyster Date and 36, 38, and maybe 40.
Right. If they redid the Oyster Date, right? And it was at, like, 2, 3. I mean, that's where about there are. Would you get that, or would you get a Datejust?
I would get that.
Yeah.
I would get that over the Datejust, but I would get the sub over the Black Bay.
Agreed.
That's just my opinion.
I think I'd agree to that. I mean, that's hard to say. I mean, in the moment, that'd be harder to choose.
If they executed it right, and they had a couple different dial colors.
I love the Finch's Tudor.
Love them.
Oyster Date.
Love them.
Like, just...
They're awesome. They're really cool. And if they did the Jubilee with it, and maybe they had two different... Because I know Tudor likes their NATOs, right?
The NATOs are fucking fantastic.
First of all, don't... If you buy the bracelet, doesn't it come with the NATO? I thought it...
It used to.
Okay.
I don't know if they do that anymore, because we're looking into that.
Okay, yeah.
That used to happen, yeah.
Okay. Man. They could do so much with that Oyster Date. They literally could. And they could probably do two-tone. I would fucking buy the two-tone for, like... And, like, that would only be, like, probably, like, what?
Four or five?
Maybe
well,
six?
Well, the two-tone is four or five.
Yeah,
the,
and that's for the
dive
watch Black Bay.
Four or five, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like the two-tone Black Bay? It's, like, a dull gold.
I kind of like it.
It's a very utilitarian gold, like...
Two-tone. I don't think Tudor will ever go solid.
No.
There's
not,
no reason for them to.
Two-tone's,
like, the most that they could go, I think.
Yeah.
Without, because, like, you know, that's kind of Rolex's thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, the solid gold sub, like, that's just straight up money.
What do you think of, like, white gold subs? White gold. I really fucking want the white gold blue sub. The Smurf.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really don't get the point of white gold.
White gold.
If it came in steel, I like that better.
If you see white gold in person, you can tell it's not steel.
Yes, but I wouldn't. If someone's like, what do you want your dive watch to be made out of, white gold or steel, I'd just steal. Like, I don't...
Right.
I don't want white gold,
but
I would get
like,
the
if you were to buy a solid gold sub, would you get the yellow or the white?
Yellow.
Okay.
Yeah. I like yellow. I've really... It's really grown on me.
Love yellow gold.
Yeah.
I've always liked yellow gold. Speaking of that, the G-Shock.
Oh, yeah, you've been really... How much is that?
$500.
That's still kind of pricey for G-Shock.
Well,
but.
Okay, I have the DW5500, I think what it is, or 0055, the reference, the G-Shock, like it was one of the first G-Shocks.
Yeah.
And it's just like on the resin band, the bolt, it's all black. But they recently, I don't know when, but they came out with basically that same watch. Yeah, but it's steel, and you can get it in, like, you know, obviously stainless steel, or you can get it plated in gold.
So it's gold plated?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not solid gold.
No. I thought it'd be just gold coloring.
Oh, I don't know if it's actual gold plating.
Okay.
Not sure on that.
That'd be sick.
I'll have to look into that, but I just like it.
I don't think so, but still.
Yeah. If it's
really weird for G-Shock.
Right? G-Shock, I mean, if you go, I actually went on their website pretty recently, and they actually have some gold G-Shocks for like $5,000.
It has to be real gold.
It better be.
For $5,000.
Well, they had watches that weren't gold that were still around that price point. Because I think they can do, like, some crazy shit. Like, fucking tell you your altitude and...
Yeah, they can do some weird, like...
I don't really like all that fancy shit. I like my classic G-Shocks.
Yeah, I would never use that.
Right.
Yeah.
I think if this new G-Shock is the same size as mine, oh, man. It's the perfect size for the G-Shock.
I want the steel.
Yeah.
I want the steel.
I want both.
I want both.
Just to say that I can wear... Oh, I want to wear the gold today. Just to be a douche. You know? But I think that's cool.
I think I'd love the steel to still run around in.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
throw
yeah.
it on, like, as your beater.
And the bracelet's cool, too, because it looks like the rubber. It has, like, those dots on the...
Yeah.
It's just steel. Sick. Love it. Speaking of that, my G-Shock, I want to get an adapter so I can put a NATO on it.
Yeah. The adapters are expensive.
They're not?
No, they're...
Okay.
They're
I haven't really looked
bad.
Into that, but yeah.
You can find them on Amazon.
Okay. Yeah.
That'd look cool.
Like an olive green NATO. Very utilitarian.
I think it'd look really cool on, like, a two-piece.
Two-piece.
A two-piece NATO.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I meant.
Oh, not like a...
Well, maybe.
Zulu?
Both.
Okay.
Both would be cool.
Everything.
Yeah.
Leather.
Yep.
They put leather on those... I've seen them put leather on those...
I've seen them.
G-Shocks.
Like the half analog, half digital ones.
Yeah.
There's some leather ones.
It's interesting. Well, no, people put, they put leather on to digital ones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I think that if the Instagram name is correct, it's like Wrist Check Daily or something like that. He has one that has like a digital with a leather strap on it. Maybe I'm thinking of a different guy.
Maybe.
But it looks... It's interesting. It's
yeah.
a weird mashup.
I really like the FN91. You know what I'm talking about?
That's... TGV has that one, right?
Yeah. It looks awesome on a NATO.
It does.
Looks really cool. I love that shit on a fucking NATO. But, Yeah. As far as Tudor's models, I really like the Heritage Chrono. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Blackberry Chrono.
No.
No?
The
Heritage. Oh, the Heritage Chrono.
The Heritage Chrono.
That comes in like that. Blue and orange, right?
Blue and orange, or you can get in like black and gray, I think.
Dude, the blue and orange.
Sick.
The white?
Like orange hands, yeah. Blue subdials.
How do you think about the Blackberry Chrono?
When I first saw it, I was like, no, but it's kind of growing on me a little bit.
When I first saw it, I thought no, but then I dived deep, like, learned more about it, and I was yeah. like, that's, I could get on.
Like, I've seen videos of it on wrist, and I was like, okay, I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as, like, when I initially saw the photos, I was like, why, you know?
You can't dive with it.
Yo, man, fuck, the one of the black bass I really, really like is this black bass steel.
Steel bezel?
Steel bezel, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sick.
They have so many options. It's great.
Yeah, honestly. Like,
and they made it in 39. That's one of the 39.
Fucking steel. Oyster Day, man. God, I want that so bad. Ooh, I want that.
Do you think Bezel World?
I don't know. They might keep trying to make these more black bass. You know what I mean? Because it's working. That's what's working for them.
Maybe they'll make 39 models?
Like, at what point are people going to start getting sick of them? Would you think? A couple of years?
I feel like now, like, they need to make them 39, and that's it. Like, maybe make a, they could maybe make a Coconut Batman GMT if they wanted to.
They could.
But, like, I'm already kind of sick of, they can make more, but they need to make something else.
Yeah.
That, like, bug is just putting up the noise monitor, like, up and down.
So annoying, that bug. What was I gonna say? Damn it.
They need to make something else.
Yeah, did you see that Black Bay where it was, like, a navy blue? And bronze?
Bezel or bronze? Everyone's making bronze watches nowadays.
Yeah.
Everyone.
But it was, like, a limited edition or a special edition. It was, like, bronze with a navy blue bezel and a navy blue dial, I think.
Sounds cool.
It was sick. It was so sick. Came on like a navy blue NATO, you could get it on. It was really cool. But I mean, I don't know if I'd buy a bronze.
No.
They look cool, but
they
I don't
do
know.
Look cool.
Like owning one, I don't know.
A friend that we know just got one. Chris.
Cool. Oh.
Yeah, he just bought the Christopher Ward bronze patinaed. So it already comes patinaed. I think it's a nice size. Like, it's a pretty smaller size. It's
yeah.
actually like a 38. I think, yeah, it's a smaller size.
Okay.
Cause he has like panorized, so it's gonna be really interesting for him. Yeah, he has a Sarb, so he's used to a little bit smaller watches.
Yeah. God, dude, Panerai. Right? Did you buy a Panerai?
He has a Panerai GMT and like a regular Rodeo mirror or something like that.
Did you buy one?
The smaller face ones. I don't like the big ones. Like they came out 38s. I'd buy.
You wouldn't buy like the 46?
No, could not. Not, I think they look. I've seen them on skinnier people, and I'm a skinny guy, so like they just look ridiculous.
But I feel like Panerais were always supposed to be like that, though. But, you know.
I just couldn't put it on. I wouldn't feel comfortable with it on.
I get you.
Yeah, I'd feel off. The 38, I'd pull off the 38.
Like if I was gonna get a Panerai, I'd just say fuck and get the big one. Yeah. That's just me.
I'd have to try them on. If I tried it on, and I was like, okay. Then I'd get it.
Right.
But if I try it on and just...
Because it's
didn't
such
feel
a
okay,
unique case shape.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The cushion case, and it looks really cool, and the crown guards are very unique. I like them. But yeah. How long has it been going?
It's about 42 minutes here.
Wow.
Should we end it here? This bug is just noisy.
Kind of annoying.
Yeah. All right. We'll end it here. Guys, don't forget that we are going down to Nashville soon. For that 20th. Omega event, so it's 20th.
Is it a 2-day thing?
It's a 1-day. It's on the 20th from 7 to 10, but we'll be in Nashville the 20th.
7 in the morning.
No, 7
oh,
p.m.
Okay.
10. So we'll be there, around that area, before and after that. If anyone's in the area and wants to meet up, let us know.
Yeah.
But look out for those videos coming out, and we'll give you guys more information about that.
Fuck yeah.
But keep an eye out on timepiecearchaeology.com for more articles. Check out the shop for the vintage pieces we have on there. And
Instagram.
Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, all social media.
Timepiece Archaeology.
Timepiece Archaeology.
Can't really mess it up.
Nope. Say it in your phone like my dad does. All right, guys, you guys have a great day. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Peace.